Good morning, Orville. Today is Thursday, 12th of December, and gusts of wind woke us up this morning, which they brought rain with them, and right now it's raining on 24 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is windy with periods of rain and with temperatures between low of 24 to high of 27 degrees Celsius. Northerly winds will be blowing with a speed of 40 to 55 kilometers per hour. Chance of a rain is 90%. And we can expect rainfall amount around 12 millimeters. For later on, they predict windy and at times with periods of rain, with winds from east at 30 to 50 kilometers per hour. And chance of a rain is still 90% with a rainfall amount near 25 millimeters. One is vaccine gibbous, illuminated on 75%. Although there's plenty of events going on in the town, but stargazers might like the following news on Gemini's peaks of meteor shower on early morning of December 14th. Though they are somehow new meteor shower, the Gemini's have become one of the best meteor showers of the year. They also appear to be intensifying every year, so this year could be even better than the last. The moon will be in its bright phase around December 14th this year, so if you want to have a really good show, you'll need to wait until the moon sets around 4:30 a.m. The meteor shower is very prolific either way, and if it's dark you can expect up to 50 or 60 meters an hour or maybe even more. Now let us shortly run through the main events for this weekend. Tomorrow, the second edition of Café Orville, and here's Michael explaining the purpose of those events, which are trying to open our doors wider for all the youth coming around or maybe welcoming them better. Michael, hi.
Hi.
Tell me what's going on tomorrow. That is the second Café Orville, and I think exactly. The first one was quite a success, correct?
Yes. The first one was a success. It was we gathered about 70 people together the Friday 15th of November, and now we do it again. The philosophy changed a little bit because we tried to deepen the dialogue. So the first time, the idea was only trying to feel if we could gather people together, different types of generations, like the older generations with young generations, the volunteers, young Orvilians, newcomers, even guests came. The idea was just to see, okay, let's invite everybody and work together. So I didn't want them to know even the subject, the topics they were going to work on, because I didn't want them to come with already concepts and ideas, because I just wanted this gathering to be a kind of a synergy of all these different energies who come to Orville, trying to see if we can get collective decisions and collective presentations. Mm-hmm. So it worked well. So now, this next Friday, tomorrow, we are going to deepen the dialogue by inviting again everybody to come, but this time for each topic, we are asking Orvilian experts, as we call them, to come and speak about the topic and the overview of the situation already, you know, which exists in Orville. Then the people have more material to work with, because from the last Café Orville, they all started from scratch. Mm-hmm. We had seven topics related to housing. I mean, the basics of, like, related to the topic of how to unlock Orville to the youth of the world. So the subtopics was related to housing, food, transport, networking, socializing, services, and welcoming. So this time we will do it again. We change a little bit the topics, because we realize that some of the topics could, you know, like can touch the other topics. So we really try to make clear that each topic has a specific field, and the experts. Like for transport, we are asking people from transport service to come. For food, we are asking people from Solar Kitchen and the farm group. The housing, we are asking people from L'Avenir and housing service to come, and so on. Like socializing, we are asking people from La Terrasse and some people involved in socializing in Orville. So we ask all these people to come, and this time everybody will have a choice to, they will choose the topic they want to work on, because then we need also to have people involved even after the Café Orville. The Café Orville is just a spark. It's just a starting point.
So out of that gathering, supposed to be some action coming out, yeah? If I understand correctly.
Absolutely. That's what we try to really make like, people understand that we should not just come and gather and making working groups as we know. I mean, I don't say that it's happening always like this in Auroville, but many, many working groups in Auroville is more about, you know, like speaking and philosophy, you know, and finally there's no action behind that. So what we try to do is try to make a kind of a new type of working group where people actually, we do it really with fun. We try to make it really efficient. We have only 1.5 hours to work together. Mm-hmm. And then they have five minutes of presentation, nothing more. And the 5 minutes must be really sharp. People must be really, like, direct to the point. We say, okay, we found this, we want to do this, and this will begin then. And who are going to do this and this and that? It must be really, really sharp. And then we hope that in the coming days and coming weeks, some actions can be taken by the people who worked on the different groups.
Yeah, but since this was announced from Savi and it's like, let's open the door to the youth of the planet to come to Auroville and help, I can imagine, and because I was not there, that the majority still were volunteers, correct?
Yes, exactly. The idea is that we try also to be really careful on that. Like, we don't want to say that we want to attract more young people to Auroville because actually there are already a lot of young people. And as you said, they are all volunteers. Mm-hmm. But why don't they stay? Why don't they become Aurovillians? That's actually the problem of Auroville, which doesn't grow young. I mean, like, we are lacking of young people here for the future of Auroville. And we're trying to find out. We already, most of the people know why, I mean, some of the reasons why the young people cannot stay here, mainly because of money and stuff, but then it's good to ask them directly, like, look, what do you need to stay in Auroville? And so the idea is not to attract more young people, but to welcome better the young people who are already here and who actually kind of got the call, you know, like, we all had a call to come to Auroville, and people who are here, they have it, so we should just invite them better and trying to
welcome them better, yeah, as far, no? Yeah. With some basic needs. I mean, to provide something, yeah.
Exactly.
So you think the people from the unit services and working groups will come to answer specific questions and maybe help to facilitate, like housing, transport, networking, socializing?
I really hope to. We had like some people who promised to come, and so normally for each group we'll have experts from Auroville. And yeah, I mean, you never know. The problem is that this Friday seems that they are already many meetings, and it's also maybe because it's Friday 13. So I don't know, like from superstition stuff, and people are like, I don't know, doing some workshops. So it will be hard, but it's okay anyway. Even if the experts don't come, they still, like, we have still a lot of resources, material, and information that people can use to work on and trying to really make this time. We really make sure that we ask the people to find one or two solutions, but really concrete solutions which must be applied in the next weeks.
So solid actions.
Yeah, plan of actions. Yeah. Must be straightforward to that.
Okay, let's consider it's gonna be a lucky Friday, because in some parts of the world it is. And let us repeat, when, tomorrow, at what time, until what time?
We invite people actually to come from 1:30. So we were thinking, like, right after lunch, people can just come and come to Unity Pavilion. We will have coffee, biscuits, and tea for them. So what we will do from 1:30, we'll welcome them, and at 2 o'clock, we start. I mean, we start with a small introduction, explaining the plan of the day. And from 2:30, people will actually choose their groups. They will go into the groups, and then they will work until 4 o'clock. And then 4 o'clock, we have a break. And from 4 to 5, they will all present. They will all have 5 minutes to make their presentation. That we will record with a video, I mean, video camera. And then from 5 o'clock, when all the presentations are done, then we have questions and answers. So I'm inviting also all the people who cannot participate to come at least at 4 o'clock to see the presentations and then to ask their question at 5 o'clock.
Okay. Michael, thanks a lot, and see you tomorrow at Unity Pavilion. Yeah? Thank you. Latino America was holding yesterday International Zone, an offering ceremony for the Mother Earth, Pachamama, and we did inaugurated the cultural activities for the Pavilion Group. On Saturday, the events will go on in Unity Pavilion International Zone, starting at 3 p.m. with film, followed by coffee and mate. And on Sunday, we can look forward after the film, after some poetry, coffee and mate, for some Latino music with movements. Within that, Saturday, Sunday and Monday evening, 14, 15 and 16, at 7 p.m. at Shri Aurobindo Auditorium in Bharat Nivas Pavilion of Indian Culture, we are invited to Shri Aurobindo Dramatic Romance, directed by Aramani, the Viziers of Basora. Sunday morning will be also a special treat for Orwell children and Abigail children at Kripa at 10:30 a.m., with a special performance of music playing, singing and dancing, with which we all should awake the Christmas lights, with the help of real Santa Claus and his elf, the real Christmas spirits and the real snowflakes and real presents, and with it, the resistance of very wrong spirit and his consort Evelina. At Savitri Bhavan, they start today at 4:30 p.m. with within the University of Human Unity winter courses schedule the following courses. The first one, as we said, at 4:30 p.m., the philosophy of religion, and at 6 p.m., the poetry of Shri Aurobindo. Both courses will be run by Ruth Hemsel. And the lectures will be going on every Thursday until 27th of February in 2014. Follow is a short interview with Balaji on the upcoming 7th edition of Auroville Marathon in 9th of February 2014.
Good morning, Balaji.
Good morning, Andrea.
I'm very fine. And how are you? How is the organization of the next marathon?
Yeah, we are looking forward for the seventh edition of the Auroville Marathon to be held on February 9th, 2014. We opened the registration about a month back, and we are getting very, you know, emphatic responses from the runners. So far, about 250 runners have registered for the marathon. There is a 42.195 kilometers. And about 950 runners have registered for the half marathon. This year we are having the 10-kilometer run only for the local runners. And this is largely due to the constraints we have on the infrastructure, medical facilities, the route, etc., and other constraints. So we are only keeping the half marathon and full marathon for outside runners. And we are very happy with the response so far.
When is the marathon, the next one? In February?
February 9th.
Okay, and
we are fixed with the second Sunday of every February now.
Second Saturday of every February. And when is closing the registration for the month?
The registrations will be closed on December 27th this year.
Mm.
So we have another 15 days more, and we look forward for more registrations in the next 15 days. I'm sure most of the people will be still choosing between the half marathons or full marathons, although I wish most of them come forward. Yeah. The marathon here.
And how they can register?
The registrations are open on our website. That is www.marathon.auroville.com. The online registration form facilitates people to either register and pay us through checks, and it also facilitates the registration through online payment mode. So once people go to the registration portal, they have the instructions written very clearly. After a couple of pages, then they go to the registration form and they can choose which payment mode they want, and they can enter their details accordingly.
Okay, thank you very much, Balaji, and I'm looking forward to see the marathon also this year, this second Sunday of February.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you very much, Balaji.
Bye.
On Tuesday, 17th of December at 5 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, the United Russian Pavilion is happy to invite us for the opening ceremony of Nicholas and Svetoslav Rerich exhibition, Painters of Kakhendjunga. On the ceremony, there will be books and paintings presentation, music performance, documentary screening and homemade Russian delights being served. On 18th of December at 4 p.m., at Multimedia Center in Town Hall Auditorium, we are invited to see a study presentation on Auroville sustainable indicators. Like last year, this year also, Auroville Integral Sustainability Institute invited and collaborated with School of Urban and Regional Planning, Queen's University from Canada, with 8 postgraduate planning students with their professor opted to work on this theme. They started some background preparation work in Canada itself and arrived in Oroville for 2-week field visit and first-hand experience and familiarization of Oroville context. Here in Oroville, they interacted with many resource persons to get an insight into diverse and vivid aspects of community life, issues and challenges. It is very complex and challenging to comprehend overall and integral in dimension of Oroville and present in some indicator form, but good effort has been made to try capture the essence via sustainability identified indicators, which later could be further modified and used by Oroville. The presentation was started at 4:30 at the Multimedia Center in Town Hall. And here's an announcement from Youth Center saying that Christmas fair or extraordinary is on the way, but if you bake, you should enter your best cake in the cake competition. It is a Christmas fair tradition, and this year they want to make it the best and yummiest cake competition yet. The fair is happening on 28th of December, so be there whether you have a cake or not, and there are a whole bunch of events for everyone to enjoy and take part of it. If you would like to take a part in the cake competition, you can send a mail to uma.navarre@ymail.com, or you can call on 978762-4596. The competition will take place around 4 p.m. on the day of the fair. On Saturday, 14th of December, at Conference Room in Town Hall, we are invited by Center for International Research on Human Unity and Pavilion of Germany to a talk by Christopher Woywood, who is a research scholar from Germany. Talk will be on practical spirituality and the contemporary city with awakening the transformative power for the sustainable living. The Mater Madeira Access Core Group informs us that within that busy season which is coming up, 2 Aurovillians who are running courses, workshops and tours to make note that from December 18 until March 1st, we should not include a visit to Mater Madeira other than the viewing point in all the itineraries. The current practice of bringing all members of groups to make individual booking for the inner chamber cannot be accommodated during this period due to the very high demand from other individuals. And I apologize for the inconvenience and thank you for your kind understanding and cooperation. Saturday market, the plan is to start this Saturday, 14th of December, around 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. outside of Solar Kitchen. For more information, we can call Prisma on 262-2296. On Tuesday, 17th of December, between 10 a.m. to noon, Nandanam Kindergarten will hold an open house. They're inviting us to come and be part of their ever-growing family for a day and explore the wonders of their world. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall on Saturday at 5 p.m., the French Pavilion will screen Local Solutions for Global Disorder, a film by Colleen Serov in French with English subtitles. Tomorrow at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium in Bharat Nivas, we can see at 7:45 The Kid with a Bike, which was written and directed by Jean-Pierre and Luc Dardenne and made in Belgium in 2011. At Ecofilm Club in Sadana Forest, also tomorrow at 7 p.m., there will screen Chasing Eyes, which was made in 2012 and directed by Jeff Orlowski. Within the Music is the Best series, today at 8 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, we can see Joe Strummer, The Future is Unwritten, made in Ireland in 2007 by director Julian Temple. And as we announced earlier, the Latin America Week is also followed in Cinema Paradiso, and on Saturday at 8 p.m. we will see Love in the Time of Cholera, which was made in USA in 2007 by director Mike Newell. Children can see on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. Lady and the Tramp 2 Scamps Adventure, made in USA in 2001 by director Daryl Rooney. And later on at Daniel Day-Lewis Movies at Cine Club at 7 p.m., they will screen The Unbearable Lightness of Being, which was made in USA in 1988 by director Philip Kaufman. And Shiro Bindu wrote, "The master of a man and his infinite lover. He is close to our hearts, had he vision to see. We are blind with our pride and pomp of our passion. We are bound in our thoughts where we hold ourselves free." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.
cambia, yo soy la...